That's okay.
Because in the fifth parak, he concludes this topic of laziness by giving us a few practical bits of advice how one can challenge himself to be more diligent in Avodas Hashem across the board. Eza itzos pratios l'misrapa. I had a few practical ideas for one who's a bit lethargic. Again, he was machalic between laziness and lethargy. Right? A lazy person is a person who's not doing anything. The lethargic person, the misrapa, is a person who's doing things, but he's doing it without any, you know, parsha skal, matbeh shalesh. He's not doing it with any passion. And in some ways, he says the one who's lethargic is worse, in the sense that he thinks he's an Eved Hashem, he's going through the motions, he's technically doing the right types of things. At least the lazy guy, when he finally decides I have to do something with my life, he knows I'm a bum, and he knows I have to drastically change. The guy who's lethargic could spend his whole life living that way. So he gives us some advice how to be a little more driven in Avodas Hashem. Haratzon bilvad shetirtze lios charetz ovedes Hashem lo dai lecha. As he's told us a few times, it's not enough to simply have a ratzon. Now, ratzon can get a person very far. Right? I saw a great line once in the Vilna Gaon, which I've definitely shared in the past, but the Vilna Gaon was once walking down the street, and a couple kids looked at him, and they say, oh, Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon. So he went over to them, he said, that's correct. Vilnor Gaon, right, in Yiddish. Vilnor, only with will did I become the Gaon. So ratzon can get a person very, if a person, you know, has a sincere ratzon, it can get a person very far, but it has to be a ratzon that he says turns into action. Tzarech ata lahamik v'limtso eitzos v'tachbulos. The pasuk says, "V'tachbulos asei melchama." If you want to battle, if you want to win in the mechamta shall yetzer hara, if a person wants to engage in the mechamta shall Torah, so it's a battle. It's always referred to as a battle, lashon melchama. So you need tachbulos, you need strategies. If you want to remove the laziness and you want to instill within yourself diligence, so you need to have a battle plan. Obviously, this is true about all midos that one is developing. It's not enough to just have a ratzon that, yes, I wish that I didn't have this negative trait, and I wish I wasn't so angry, I wish I wasn't so haughty, I wish I wasn't so lazy. That's the first step, to at least acknowledge that I have a problem. But that will of, you know, he talks about in Tzav Viziras, if you remember, we were learning once upon a time, he talks at the beginning about a guy who used to cross himself, a Jewish guy used to cross himself, because when he was younger, that was like something that, you know, he saw as a kid. And it was something that he couldn't imagine it would ever stick with him. And he assumed that, you know, eventually you outgrow certain things. And the Pesach Nebi tells us, Tzavaziras, right, in his journal, he says it's not the reality. If a person doesn't work on a negative trait, it doesn't go away. And you could even acknowledge it, is what he's saying here. You could have a ratzon, I'd like to get rid of it, but if you don't come with a game plan to tackle it, it's going to remain. You need to have strategies, different techniques. It's very interesting, I was thinking before. You know, the Pesach Rebbe is often talking in the mashal nimshal of a doctor. Right, which is, you know, we know that concept. The Rambam talks about being a spiritual doctor, right? A person has physical illnesses and he has ways of treating them. So spiritual illnesses are no less. I always like to joke, you know. I always hope that one day I'm going to be like smart enough and someone's going to ask me what I do for a living. I'm going to say I'm a doctor. They're like, oh, what kind of doctor are you? I don't want to say like I'm a gardener because I'm planting seeds that'll hopefully grow one day. I always want to like have a clever answer, but I never, you know, in the moment you just saw I'm a teacher. Okay, that's nice, right? But that's what you really are. A person and a parent is also, you're a doctor for your children. You're a gardener. You have to tackle it like it's an illness. And how do I approach it? So it's interesting. The Pesach the Rebbe was someone who, you know, they say about him that he used to write prescriptions. He never went to medical school, but he had enough medical knowledge and he had enough knowledge of the human temperament that his prescriptions were accepted by pharmacies as someone, you know, as an authentic doctor. So it's interesting that he very much was connected to that doctor, you know, mashal nimshal role that he's describing here. But he says you have to be your own doctor. You have to recognize that there's an illness of the nefesh and the guf. Those are different types of illnesses. So can the chola sit there and think about the fact that I would, in theory, like to be better, I would like to seek medical help, I would like to take the medicine, that's all very nice, but until he does it, he's not going to get better. So when we talk about these illnesses of laziness and lethargy, so as he's told us many times, you are your primary doctor, you are your primary mechanech, and therefore you need to think deeply about your illness. And take control of the situation. Come up with a treatment plan for yourself. Okay, now he gives us some practical advice. This is interesting. Allotting chunks of time for a particular avodah. Not that I should go into a mitzvah, you know, with this open-ended attitude, but I want to say this is my goal, and I want to accomplish it by this date or by this amount of time. And he'll get very specific. You take a daf gemara that you're learning, and you analyze, you figure out how long will it take me approximately to learn this daf. Right, whatever my goals are for this daf, is it just to read the words, is it to learn Rashi, is it to learn Tosfos? Right, so this daf will take an hour, and to review it will take a half hour. And again, set up some type of framework anytime you're engaging in an avoda. Right, set a goal that I'm not going to be lazy about it. I'm giving myself the next 45 minutes, and I'm going to get through this daf of Gemara. And if I see that I don't accomplish it, then I know that I'm either being lazy about it, and obviously there are times when something will come up that's legitimate. But he says, "Acher shegamarta," when you finish that period of time, or you finish that daf, "Sim leiv emlo echarta," did I finish it in time? V'mecharta lo mipnei eiza menia. As we tell us, he's talking really here about learning on a Bekiyas level. Obviously, if a person is delving deeply into something, it's not healthy to box yourself in and say, I have to, you know, the goal is to delve as deeply as you can. But it's good, he says, at times, to put aside delving deeply into something and just try to cover ground and set real goals for yourself. Right, so check yourself. Did I delay? Did it take longer than I expected? And why? If it was not for some type of legitimate, you know, a stumbling block that got in your way, so say to yourself, be disappointed with yourself, right? Be angry at yourself is literally what he's saying. Okay, we'll skip the Yiddish because he has the Hebrew on the next page. Well, I'll read the first word in Yiddish, gewalt. That word I know. Okay, I'm sure my father could help us out a little bit, but let's turn to the top of Nun Vav. In the second line, you have the Hebrew. For those of us, that's like when a person's not yet religious, so those who do not yet speak Yiddish, right? Oh yeah, my yeah, Sophie T. So say to yourself, what's going to be with me, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say this to himself. Right? Rav Moshe used to say, oh no, what's going to be with me? I'm going to be an Am HaAretz. Okay, in a halavai. If Rav Moshe is an Am HaAretz, so we should strive to be such Am HaAretzim. But a person challenges himself, what's going to be with me? Batzlusi hapachusa harina ma'avid shnei olamos. With my laziness, I'm losing out on both worlds. Because I'm pretending, right? I'm really losing out on both worlds. I could be out, you know, making some money or having a good time. That's assuming a person's not pursuing spiritual pursuits. So I'm losing out because I'm sitting in the base medrash, but I'm not even accomplishing in the base medrash. So I'm losing out on both worlds. Machis al yades kodi, and I'm disappointing Hashem. And I'm disappointing myself. So yes, this is a little bit intense, but he says, "Kasher tisragel b'cha, tisragel kach, u'pekudu zo tikba b'cha." If a person accustoms himself to this type of thinking, to setting again realistic goals and holding himself, checking himself on this, right, and it doesn't have to only be in learning; it can be in anything. V'ol chazak yeh al tzavarcha, you'll have some type of pressure, some type of yoke on your neck. Again, in a way, hopefully that's healthy for you. As bechol eis limurcha targish bekirbecha kiilu omeid mi al gabcha, you'll have something standing over you, and it's really yourself. That's the beauty of it. Because he told us in the beginning, yes, you can have the parent, you can have the rabbi, or the principal, you can have that person standing over you, but until you place that, you know, yoke upon yourself, so then you haven't really succeeded in internalizing the message. So hopefully you'll place this yoke on yourself. Don't be lazy. Set a goal. Come on, you can do it. Right? What caused me? Why was my mind straying during the learning? What could I do to stay more focused? I'll just show you. I brought along the biography of Shalom Shvadron. So Shalom Shvadron, there was a vad that Rav Meir Chadash had, and at this vad, yeah, I'll just read you this one page. Rav Shalom used to talk about this meeting because it changed his whole attitude towards learning, and it was as simple as what the PSS, as simple on some level as what the PSS and everybody was saying here. Rav Meir asked each youth to figure out how long it took him to learn one page of Gemara. Is it an hour, 2 hours, perhaps even just half an hour? Each boy had to decide for himself based on his own personality and learning style. The boys fell silent, making their internal calculations. After a suitable period of time had elapsed, Rav Meir Chodesh broke the silence. Quietly, with simplicity of great wisdom, he said, "In the morning we have a 4-hour learning Seder, in which we learn a tractate in depth. Afterwards, there are still another 8 hours left in the day for learning Torah." We're talking about people learning yeshiva full time. "Therefore, let us consider together. Whoever thinks he can cover a page of Gemara in half an hour can cover 16 times that in those 8 hours, or 16 pages. Simple arithmetic. By the same calculation, a person who learns a page in an hour can cover 8 pages. You know, all of a sudden, hey, I'm the next Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I'll be learning, you know, 15 pages of Gemara a day. I'll be making a siyum on Shas, Bavel Yerushalmi every single year on Erev Pesach. It's great." And it really struck with Rav Shalom Shadron, as the Magid of Yerushalayim, as a young man. So they have pictures of his, they have, you know, real pictures of Cheshbonos that he says, right, he has his Kayitzman calculations here. Parshas Bo B'Shalach Yisra Mishpatim Truma, 150 pages. Vayakal Bakude, 50 pages. I never learned this many pages in my whole life. Tazriya, 53 pages. The sum total of my learning this winter, 700 pages. And all of a sudden, just by you know, starting to clock yourself in, right, it became, you know, it's very motivating. It becomes almost a game to see, you know, what can I do? And he describes at length how this totally changed his learning style, and it just started piling up, because again it was a simple, you know, simple arithmetic. Now again, it's on the surface, until you jump into this, it seems very overwhelming. But I've found in my own life just simple times where I've made little charts for myself, something as silly as, you know, I want to learn through a Sefer of Navi, so I just made myself a little chart with little boxes for each parak, and there's something just about putting that little check in the box at the end of the night, as silly as it is, as childish as it is, there's something very motivating about that. So he's going to encourage us to write things down and to really make yourself, you know, an outline of what you want to accomplish. Okay, continuing on page Nunvav. Bachar HaMisrape. Afim hu yachol kvar lilmod bi'iyun yoser. Yes, you may have the ability to learn more in depth, but I'm going to ask you, right, in order to motivate yourself to put that aside a little bit, and to try to just, you know, to enter this type of program where you could see, wow, look how much I can, you know, I can cover. Because just the quantity of it helps a person attain that attitude of grandeur and just being great, being expansive in their avodas Hashem. Mikol makom tov shebishah shalomid levado yilmad yoser pashut. I'm asking you, rather, instead of, you know, learning in such an in-depth way, learn in a more simplistic way. V'yiktzov lo zman l'chol davar milimudo, and spell out how you want to learn. B'meshech shal yilmod kach v'kach gemara. For the next hour, I'm going to learn, I'm going to try to cover this amud of gemara. U'b'meshech chatzi shal yilmod kach v'kach tanach. And in the next half hour after that, I'm going to learn a parak of Navi. And you start to gain this, first of all, there's a Seder, there's a consistency, and it really adds up. And a person's learning more in depth. Obviously, you can't set a time for that, because then you're just rushing. Right? That's not the purpose of Ian. It's to delve deeply and to think as long as necessary. There's no set time for delving. And again, Ian's not only talking Ian and Gemara, Ian and whatever I'm learning. Right, you have this concern of losing yourself in other thoughts. Because once you start, you know, once you turn the mind on and the mind starts connecting things, the next thing you know, whoa, how did I get back to the office? You know, I thought I was trying to connect to this Tosfos over here. So I want you to just keep moving, to keep that flow, not to have any openings, so to speak, in the fence of the mind that the, you know, the nachash, the yitzhar, can sneak in. Just keep moving, keep flowing. Obviously, I'm not telling you to abandon the study of Iyun, kizat ikur limud haTorah. Because the essence of Torah is obviously to delve deeply into it. Lachdor b'chol kocho u'b'chol ha'machshav el toch kedushas haTorah, to penetrate deeply and to tap into the holiness of Torah. V'ikra ha'pitu ha'yetzahara. Listen to this line. He says the Yetzirah's main technique, how he tries to deceive us, is that he's mefates ha'misrapa, he sheyilmod rak b'shitchis, below avodu v'lo iyan. He tries to get us to learn things superficially. And we all know that feeling of whatever it is that we're reading, or we don't want to really get it. It's that Gemara that we want to just, you know, there's that interesting Agadah right around the corner, so you basically, yeah, I basically get, you know, this Gemara, or, you know, this parak of a list of kings that were conquered by the Jewish people. Okay, you know, I don't need to really pay that much attention. I'll just read through it. Right? So obviously the goal is that we should try to study deeply, but again, there's a time and a place to put that aside and to just try to set goals of moving. Rakishabala ayin im rabo. So maybe take a study partner and allow each other to watch over each other, to keep each other in check, to make sure that you stay diligent. And then once you've trained yourself to be so diligent and to not allow your mind to wander just because you're thinking, because you've turned on the thinking power, so then you can come to a level where you're able to study Ian on your own. Okay? Habacher shegamar kvar v'yatzim ni yeshiva. Now, this is a little more relevant for us because I don't think anyone here is studying full-time. Well, I'm sure we'd all love to be. Right? So what happens when you're not in yeshiva? Again, Rav Shlomo Shadron was introduced to this idea when he was a boy, right, by the great Mashkiach Rav Meir Chadash. So what does a person do as he gets older? He doesn't have necessarily the same amount of time. Right? What are the goals? So he says, "Ve'in zman v'shi'ur of niktzavim min hamanal malamid yeshiva." He is no longer bound by the yeshiva schedule. He doesn't have a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rebbe, telling him this is what to learn and when. So all the more so, you have that challenge of really, you know, challenging yourself to use your time in a healthy and well thought out way. Tav of Nun Zayin. Yakziv lo shi'urim al kol hayom v'lo harbe yosem ridai b'pam achas. So you set your shi'urim. Right? Shir means your set times for whatever it is that you're learning, and don't take on too much at once, but try again to be, you know, this importance of Seder is what he's really stressing here. So you set out a goal for yourself. I'm going to learn one parak of Navi a day. It's realistic, I can do it, great. So now you've done it for a couple of days. So now, or maybe a month, or maybe a year, whatever it is appropriate for that individual, Yosef Behemaat. So now I say, okay, so good. So this is my mitzvah. This is what I'm working on. I'm working on getting to davening on time. Now I'm going to work on getting to davening 2 minutes early. Now I'm going to work on getting to davening 3 minutes early. I add a little bit with each, you know, period of time that you've maintained that avoda. L'mashal, k'shekibol ha'atzma l'umod b'boker b'meshach shtei shos daf gemara Rashi and Tosos. Let's say a person allots for himself 2 hours in the morning to study a page of Gemara with Rashi and Tosos. If I concentrate a little bit better, so maybe I can squeeze in, right, at the end of my Gemara Seder, I could squeeze in a few minutes of Chumash and Rashi. I can get it into the 2 hours, because now I've become more accustomed to holding myself to getting through that daf of Gemara with Tosos. So therefore what? Ashenesas masnai, so I'll gird myself, lumod yoser becharitzus, I'll work a little bit harder, I'll stay a little more focused, right? One less cup of coffee to distract me. Bekoch beratzon, maybe it's necessary to keep you awake, right? But one less, you know, hopping a schmooze with your buddy in the other corner of the Beis Medrash. Bekoch beratzon v'seich v'tishar li reva shah o yoser, maybe I can cut back, I can save 15 minutes by grabbing those few extra seconds here and there, and then in that extra 15 minutes, I'll study ma'at, right, I'll study a little bit of Chumash Rashi. Right, 15 minutes, maybe a little less. Whatever it is, I'll take those few minutes for Chumash Rashi. V'chein Yosef b'chol hayom, adesher ma'at ma'at yam mises kol hayom b'har b'shurim shal Torah v'avoda. You know, Rabbi Rudinsky in Muncie, I've heard him say numerous times, he gives, and it just redefined the word shir. He gives like some crazy number of shir a day, let's say 10 shir a day. Now we think, 10 shir a day. Right? Now what is a shir for him? A shir for him could be a 15-minute, you know, thing. I remember a couple of years ago he was doing, you know, between, what was it, maybe between Pesach and Shavuos. So during breakfast, while the guy's reading breakfast, anyone who wanted, he would, you know, he'd learn through a daf like very quickly. Now what's the point, right? For 20 minutes, and that was a shir. And he gives like a navi shir for like 15 minutes, right? But this attitude of what we're calling shiurim, of set times for learning, that, you know, chok v'lo yavor, which I'm not going to miss, and it's organized, and it's mesudar, and then all of a sudden, you know what, all those 15-minute sessions start to add up. I learned, right? The Mishnah, the Medrash says, when it comes to studying halacha, the foolish person looks at halacha and says, four volumes of Shulchan Aruch, and so many, you know, it's endless. Right? So he sits there and he never starts. The Medrash says in a couple of places, in Medrash Rabbah, once by the Megillus and once in somewhere in Vayikra Rabbah, it says that a wise person says, I'll learn two halachos today, and I'll learn two halachos tomorrow, and I won't be overwhelmed by it, and I won't be scared that, you know, I've never touched Chosh and Mishpah before, I don't even know what this stuff is, right? And la'at, la'at, you see how it adds up, and we all know it, but we're scared of it, right? We're scared to take that plunge. That's what he's saying. Organize your time in a way that you're able to do it. Okay, and he says you should write it down. And that's his next point. Tov shetichtov lecha al niyar seder kol hayom. It's a good idea to write it down. And again, sometimes as childish as it seems, to make yourself, right? Whenever, you know, I was learning a mesechta once and I had my wife make me, I was calling it a star chart. It's like what you do for like a four-year-old to brush their teeth, right? But I wanted something that I could, you know, I could check it off at the end of the day, or not check it off at the end of the day, and that's, you know, it keeps things in an organized fashion. Right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, where it says, famous line, everyone's heard it, Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. Right? Praiseworthy is the person who comes to Shemayim with his Talmud in his hand. So the Marsha, on that Gemara, it's a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud. The Marsha says, well, you know what that means? Talmudo B'Yado? Listen to this. He says, Yesh L'Farish Ki Iker HaLimud V'Shinasa Bo Roshem. The limud that, you know, that comes in your hand, that's really in your hand, Hu HaLimud HaBam Miksivas Yad. Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado, that your Talmud should be in your hand. So that could mean taking notes, and you listen to a shir. Maybe that's something to challenge ourselves to do. Instead of just listening to the shir passively, maybe to involve myself in taking notes during the shir. Or maybe again, it's like making this list, making some type of chart for yourself. That's why the chamim, the Marsha says, were called sofrim. Because they always had a pen in their hand. Right? Like the Meiri says in Pirkei Avos, kenei lecha chaver. A kenei can mean a quill. Right? So instead of kenei lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend, kenei, let the quill, let the pen. Let the pen be your friend. Right, you should have the pen in your hand, always looking to, you know, to write down the good vart, to do something with it, so that way you remember it better. I heard a beautiful vart once from a guy I used to be friendly with. I knew him a little bit. Somebody named Jake Pizem. He said a beautiful vart on this. I have to just share it every time I say this gemara over. I have to say this vart. Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. He said it's also, and it ties in nicely with the Rebbe saying here, just that desire for more and more. Right, he says sometimes a person will go. My father's a good example of this. This example of Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. You ever see my father on a Sunday morning with a stack of like 35 svarim, right? And my father maybe gets to all 35 svarim. I know when I go away for Shabbos. I used to like, I've calmed down a little bit because my wife, you know, as you have more kids, the car gets a little more full. But I used to bring a bag of svarim as if I'm going to open any of them, right? Maybe one or two. Right? So what are you doing? So what's it saying? Rav Shlomo Karbach also. Rav Shlomo Karbach used to travel around with a suitcase full of svarim. He's going to play a concert. You know, But what was the idea, right? And obviously, he stayed up in many stories. He stayed up all night learning these svarim, right? But what's the idea? What are you walking around with, you know, five svarim if you're only going to learn one, right? So the idea is Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. You're saying to Hashem, listen, I know my time is limited, but look, you know, if I could, this is what I want to learn. I want to be learning all five of these svarim at the same time. I wish I was Rav Chaim Ozek writing, you know, learning two things at once, right? So Ashrei Misha Balakan, not Talmudo, you know, b'libo or b'mocho. He's failed to internalize the Torah, but it's a B'Yado. He's walking around, he's saying, Hashem, like, look, I'm trying. I've got the Gemara in my hand. Right, I may not open it as many times throughout the day as I wanted to, but at least, you know, I'm showing you that it's something I want to, you know. Aaron Cutler was never seen without a Mishnah Berurah in his hand. Look at pictures all the time. You see Aaron Cutler, he always has a Mishnah Berurah in his hand. They say he took it as a shmir, he wanted the Chavetz Chaim by his side at all times. Right? But I want to be, even when I can't be involved with it, at least I'm holding on to it. It's there on some level. So he says, so write yourself a list. Right? Carry that list with you. Carry your goals with you. L'mashal b'boker b'sha zo anikam. And really spell it out. This is the time I want to get up. Right? Again, with some type of seder. B'sha zo kfar levashdi natalti es yadi. Right? I got up. I want to get up. Be out of my bed at 7. And by 7:02, I want to have washed my hands. Right? And by this time, I've recited Kriya Shema. By this time, Birchas Satara. And then this is the time I'm going to daven at 7:30. By 8:30, I'm going to be done. And from 8:30 to 9:30, I'm going to do this. Right? Again, it's for the yeshiva bacher, but it's also for the working individual to schedule your time wisely. If a Talmud be yeshiva, yeshiva bacher, you also have the opportunity to add on quote unquote shiurim. Maybe learn a little something over lunch, something a little lighter. Right? On our so-called allotted free time. Take advantage of that as well. Again, this is somewhat overwhelming, but if we can do it on some level, it's a very great thing to strive for. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, the Chassam Sofer, and others have the Vart on the expression Kavati Itam LaTorah. We find sometimes in Navi that the word Kava can mean to steal. So Kavati Itam LaTorah doesn't just mean established times for Torah, steal a little time for Torah. Right? You know, you're able to find a few extra minutes for the things that you want to do. So you'll try to steal 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Right? steal a few minutes for Torah. Vashi'ur mesher tikba lecha b'cho hayom bein talmid de yeshiva bein lomid ba'atzah, whether it's the learning in yeshiva or things you're doing on your own, right? Try to take advantage of those. Kol kach tisraga behem v'kol kach yikvu lecha lechol yom lechol shah af lechol rega lechol kvlo yavor, to the point that again each minute of your day is calculated. Ad asher im te'anis v'yom echad milahashlam ezadavar, if you fail to complete that day's responsibility, top of Nunches, right? That you've made that hole in the fence. You had that, you know, I had that great streak going. Right? Why are people impressed by streaks? Whether it's Cavs losing streak, is that over? That's how much I know about sports. Yeah, it's over. What did it end at?
26, 27.
Some big number. Right, or whether it's, you know, whether it's a streak of a player who's, you know, hasn't missed a game in X number of years, people are impressed by his streak because there is something very impressive about a person who can massager himself in a way that he's not going to miss. Right, so when you make that hole in your flow, obviously the goal is to patch it up and get right back to it. Right, but you should feel a little bit disappointed in yourself. Right, and imagine that those words of chumash that are lost forever, that time that can never truly be retrieved, is crying out to you. Why have you abandoned me? Why have you trampled me? Why was I less important than anything else to you? Okay, now let's finish it up. Look at your chart, whatever it is, your list. And if you failed, if you've abandoned something from your goals, the goals that you yourself spelled out, and if you see that the reason that you failed was simply because you were being lazy, so fix it immediately, right? That person is striving to do daf yomi. If you miss one day, you better catch it the next day, or the next thing you know, you'll be trailing 10 blood, 15 blood, 20 blood, okay. You know, then you're zocha to the bracha / curse of Rav Gedalia Shur, which he used to joke about, right? The chazal of his statement, basa Shabbos, basa menucha, right? So if everyone gets through bracha, so by the time Shabbos rolls around, comes Shabbos, comes menucha, right? So if you miss a day, so patch the hole right away. Avalim rak mipnei shalamata iza inyan kasha, always samakta lilumot v'shil zed zanachta al titzar. Let's say you got caught up, you were so into what you were learning that you just didn't get, right? You ended up, you know, being ma'ayin more deeply, you didn't finish your set of mail, so that's okay. He says, don't be overly upset about it. Afeina tatzarach lahashlam biyom hasheni as mispar adapim shechasarta biyom harishon. If you decide to delve into Ian and you broke from your, it's okay. He says the goal was to cover ground. If you're learning more quickly, but if you're so inspired that you're delving more deeply into it, that's also great. Right? That's only if I'm failing to get into it. That's the whole point of this Bekiyas program. That's to just keep you going. But if you start getting so swept up into it that you're delving deeply into it and you're not being lazy at all about it, and it's because you're taking it so, you're being so studious that it's slowing you down, that's a gewaldic thing. He says, no problem. Tosfos, right? Adrava, Ashrelo, Mato Chelko. That's beautiful. Then you've gotten back to where you're supposed to be. It's Dafka again, the delving that establishes that deep connection with Torah. Vitamid Kazay Yaksev Lo Ashiurov Shal Limud Biyun. Once you get back to that point that you're ready to learn Be'iyun without your mind wandering, so then again, don't set goals in terms of how many pages I need to cover, because that's not how you study Iyun. Rak Mispar Shal Shah, say I'm going to try to learn 1 hour without distraction, 2 hours without distraction, 3 hours, right? Now these are things that, you know, who's too, very foreign to us sometimes. Kama Shal is Yilmud Be'iyun, right? How long can I stay, you know, focused? How long can I concentrate without checking my phone for a text message or a phone call that came in? Right? And then again, keep track in a different type of way. Again, don't allow yourself to be tricked into learning just superficially. Don't just trick yourself and think, oh, look, I'm covering so much ground, but I have absolutely no clue what I'm learning. Okay, last page. Ha'ol shel ribu havoda shir tamis alecha ya'oros cha lavod So again, he's reminding us to strike this balance. On the one hand, keep moving. That's a good way to break the laziness. At the same time, don't trick yourself that you're learning so quickly and so superficially that you know that you've lost any sense of responsibility towards what you're learning. Do this and work at it, and you'll become a diligent individual. Even though it's going to be somewhat breaking to force yourself in this way, it's good for you. Again, if you don't feel any type of pressure, if I'm just going to learn whenever it's convenient, but there's nothing to hold myself accountable to, so then it's guaranteed disruptive. It's going to be a very empty. Again, there's no goal, and it can be something again as simple as checking off that chart that he's describing. As a klal, as a teda. Okay, final paragraph in this parak, and then next week we'll start, God willing, the another illness that people have, which is gaiva, and we'll talk about true humility, false humility, true gaiva, fake gaiva. Okay, which is an important piece of self esteem and just the general attitude of striving for greatness. But he concludes his words tonight. He says, "As a klal, as a teda, kamo she'iyaf sharli iver b'shtei enav she'yira." Just like a blind person cannot see, right? And a foolish one, a donkey, can't reason. Just like certain things are impossible, a person who is blind cannot see. So too, a young person, right? A person who wants to strive, but at the same time is what? He doesn't have any type of yoke. He doesn't put any pressure on himself. Again, a healthy pressure, but he doesn't put any pressure on himself, right, to meet a certain standard of commitment to Avodas Hashem, right? She is Darius Vishyashkim, to motivate himself to get up at the right time. He doesn't have responsibilities, not to anyone else, but to himself. Without those things, he's guaranteed to fail. It's impossible to be successful. Right? And it's important to keep Rabbi Nachman of Breslov's klal in mind that sometimes a person will set a goal for himself and it'll fall apart right away. So start again. Let's say we all decide, okay, we're so inspired by the PSS and everything, and we're all going to be able to cobble something upon ourselves, very small. Starting tomorrow, for the rest of my life, I'm going to learn one mission a day of Masechtos that I've never seen before. All right? Okay, let's say by next week I confess that I failed. All right? By Shabbos, I was already lost. Okay, so start again. All right? That a lot of that has to do with Gaiva. Or, we feel like I'd rather ignore the issue than acknowledge the fact that I failed. Okay, good, so you failed. So pick yourself up and start again. Shevi Yipol Tzadik Vakam, get back up and go again. Right? Don't be embarrassed to fail. Don't be embarrassed to try. Don't be embarrassed to set a goal that's a high jump for you. Go for it. Right, so again, these kochei hanefesh that lie dormant within the lazy one, he needs to acknowledge them. You need to find them. Right, be the doctor. Do a body scan of yourself. Find the problems and find a way to force them out and to work on it. When you place that yoke of responsibility upon yourself, the set amount that you're striving for, you'll be able to drive out those negative forces. You'll be able to awaken yourself to that passionate avoda. And by strengthening yourself in this way, you'll delve more deeply and more deeply, not only into the Torah, but into yourself. But again, without this goal, without that responsibility to yourself, you're going to go through life half asleep. And you'll never strive for anything. We should get to Shemayim and say, we tried. Right, we failed, but we tried. That's better than saying, getting to Shemayim at 120 and say, I never even made the leap. Right? So halavai, we shouldn't be numbered amongst those people that he describes at the end here, but rather we should strive to be right the type of people who are diligent or driven and strive for greatness. Okay? Shkayach, to be continued.